For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. There's a contested state's attorney race on the ballot in Sangamon County this November. Dan Wright is running to keep the seat he was appointed to 2 years ago. The Republican incumbent is facing Democratic challenger Mike Drake. I talked with Wright about his qualifications for the office.
I've been Sangamon County state's attorney for 2 years, and there's no better experience than doing the job well, coming into work every day and standing up for victims and being recently and actively in the courtroom trying violent felonies, including first-degree murders and other cases. So prior to that, I was first assistant state's attorney to John Millhiser for about a year before I was appointed to fill the remainder of his term. Prior to that, I was a line felony assistant, a felony prosecutor in Sangamon County for about a year. We should have a state's attorney who has recently and actively been in the courtroom trying those cases. One reason that stands out to me, and it's a contrast in this race, is that you really need to do that to be on top of trends in the law, evidentiary trends, you know, forensic evidence, digital evidence, things of that nature.
So speaking of trends, there is a movement in some larger cities, I'm thinking Chicago, where they have these so-called progressive prosecutors that are being elected and sort of taking on the charge of addressing criminal justice reform. What do you think about this approach, and would you pursue any similar policies?
Well, my job as state's attorney is to enforce existing law, and every case that comes into our office is very fact specific. So I don't think it would be responsible of me or any prosecutor to take an approach that has no regard for the specific facts of a case. And again, I take my role very seriously to enforce existing law and let the legislature do the lawmaking.
Sangamon County also has three specialty courts, the mental health court, drug court, and veterans court, that provide additional treatment options and medical and other services. Do you support expanding those services, and what might that look like?
No matter where you are on the policy spectrum, so to speak, those problem-solving courts or specialty courts, as we call them, are good in that they have been proven to reduce recidivism, to help people address the root causes of conduct rather than just turning them out and back in and out and back in. It also saves money. So we've had great success with specialty courts, and that's a major priority for me. You know, resources for these specialty courts is a major issue. And that's hard to speculate on in the future where that funding might come from. We're also talking with District 186 and some other members of the community about a teen court program in the theme of a restorative justice. COVID has kind of thrown off our plan, as it has thrown off so many other things, but we intend to pursue that in the future. And I think District 186 will be a great partner, as well as potentially other districts.
The assistant state's attorneys, they play a big role in our county justice system. What do you look for when hiring those assistant state's attorneys?
I look for somebody who has a genuine desire to serve the public. Our jobs are not about making money. And as I said, to do justice, not just to be out there to, you know, to obtain convictions, because although that's part of our role, but generally to do justice. From the very beginning of my tenure as state's attorney, one of my priorities is to be mindful of the diversity of our office, whether that be, you know, gender diversity, ethnic diversity, diversity in background to the extent possible. And sometimes that means, you know, just taking proactive measures to reach out, whether it be to law schools or organizations in our community, to try to diversify the pool of applicants that we get. I would say it's tougher in the area of assistant state's attorneys.
If you're reelected, what are your priorities for the office for this next term?
Well, my top priority is to continue to stand up for victims of crime and to work alongside law enforcement to help keep our community safe. Also maintaining a very active and strong victim witness advocacy program, our specialty courts, as we discussed. On the whole, I mean, I think we should all expect from our state's attorney that person be actively in the courtroom trying cases.
That was Dan Wright, Sangamon County state's attorney, who's running for a full term. I'm Mary Hansen.